Good morning. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
I'm registered as a Republican, but I'm going to vote all Democrat.
But you are registered as a Republican, right? Well, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail ballot, you can indicate that as well. I have already voted by absentee mail in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Probably going to vote.
You're definitely going to vote, or very likely?
Very likely.
Okay. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place
in
on
person.
Day.
In person.
I will. Let me read you the options. I will vote by mail and absentee mail-in ballot. I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
Early in person.
And what is your main racial background, please? African American, black, white, Caucasian, Hispanic.
White Caucasian.
Mm-hmm. What is your age, please?
73.
Thank you very much, sir. And also, you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Jack Mariano.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Mm-hmm. Christina Fitzpatrick?
I'm probably going to say all of them very unfavorable because of the way they've all voted.
Okay, very unfavorable, you said, right?
Yep.
And your opinions are completely confidential, sir. Thank you. And thank you for sharing it, too. Chris Knuckle?
Sheriff Chris Knuckle, I will not vote for him since he went after all the way he's gone after harass people.
Right. And so do you have a very unfavorable or a
very
somewhat
unfavorable?
Favorable. Okay.
Very unfavorable.
And Kamala Harris?
You said Pamela Harris?
Kamala.
Oh,
Kamala.
Well, of course she's a Democrat. I'm going to vote for her.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Gabriel Papadopoulos?
In the middle. I don't know about that one.
Okay, would you say never heard of him or no opinion?
No opinion. I've seen some of his signs around, but no opinion.
How about Lisa Yeager?
No opinion.
Mike Fasano?
He's the tax collector here. As a tax collector, he's done okay.
Okay. Would you still your opinion be towards very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? John Legge or Michelle Mandarin?
I've seen Legs posters around. I haven't seen the second one you mentioned. So
Mandarin?
No opinion yet.
No opinion yet, okay. If you had to choose, though, today, which candidate are you leaning towards, John Legge or Michelle Mandarin?
I'm ignorant on both of them, to be honest. So it's like I might just leave that blank.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Gabriel Papadopoulos, Christina Fitzpatrick, or Lisa Yeager?
Yeager.
Okay, and would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Lisa Yeager?
Well, these are all the it's a Republican primary.
The Republican
Yes, you have no choice. It's only them, so...
Probably, okay. And now, lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Jack Mariano or Gina Finocchiaro?
You said Gina?
Gina Finocchiaro?
Yeah, probably for her.
For her? Okay, probably, you said, right? You would say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Gina Finocchiaro. Okay, thank you. And from the following list at 86% almost done, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Yeager and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Yeager, you can indicate that as well.
Haven't heard.
Saw a television ad? Oh, you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about her?
Yeah.
Or even something on the mail? Did you receive a text message? Receive a visit to your home from Lisa Yeager?
No, just...
Mm-hmm. Oh, campaign building. You haven't.
Yeah, there hasn't been much information out on all these people, so it's hard to say, but kind of leaning.
Should I record your response?
Even though I'm a male, I'm kind of leaning towards the female side. Now, that's very ignorant and bad way to say things, but hopefully some more information will come out in the next 3 weeks.
Right, because you haven't seen or heard anything as of now, okay?
Yeah.
And you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Read those answers again.
Liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2 years degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4 years
degree. College graduate with a bachelor's.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.